Random acts of kindness. Kindness is a gift seeking no reward, no recognition. When I came into AA early 1973, I now see that I was very broken, alone and confused, but I could not see it at that time. I had no emotional language or understanding. I knew that I was hurting and angry, but I tried not to show it because of the fear of even more rejection. Inevitably, with no alcohol to suppress these explosive emotions, I found myself either depressed or having outbursts of anger or rage, mostly internal, but occasionally aimed at and around others. I could not control my emotional nature. Guilt, shame, and remorse drove me into times of isolation, avoiding my fellows and self-destruction. I had no idea that this was the illness working over me, the isms without the alcohol. Thankfully, others could see and understand my frustrations, people who knew their own illness and were treating it with their 12-step recovery program. That's where I met kindness. That's where I began to see that kindness was an act of service to the still suffering alcoholics. Me. Keep coming back, they would say. Try to be a bit more gentle with yourself. Our program, especially step 4, opened my eyes, and I could see that all my difficulties arose from my unresolved conflicts that continued to rage in my thoughts and emotions, and that this ongoing wreckage had to be resolved and cleared. The service and kindness of sponsorship helped me navigate through some dark places, and I came to realise that as my perspective changed, so did my attitude, actions and motivations. I was encouraged to join a group and do service. They trusted me to empty and clean the ashtrays. There were a lot of ashtrays in those days. I was then elevated to making the tea and doing the washing up. I was in a great panic when I was allowed to chair a meeting and eventually to find speakers. I was told that I had a voice at the group conscience. I was afraid to use it, but with encouragement, in time it came. I'd been in many groups over the years and had the great privilege of being involved in starting some new groups, and I've always sought to show kindness to new members. In time, and as my interest in understanding how this fellowship works grew, I went to a group service representative, GSR, to intergroup and engaged in various service positions. All have been of great benefit to me in my own recovery. My introduction to our 12 traditions opened a whole new world to me. I learned that they offered me the opportunity to grow in love and tolerance and to realise that we don't always see the same way and that perhaps some might have different motivations from me. I have learned to trust our ultimate authority, our group conscience, even if I disagree with the outcome, and perhaps that way the outcome was reached. This attitude helps me keep peace in my personal recovery. All things are in the hands of greater than mine, and I don't have to control others or outcomes. The challenges and rewards of service at all levels are an ongoing education for my own growth and an opportunity to contribute along with others' trusted servants to carrying of our message to the still suffering alcoholics and the sustainability of our strength fellowship. I don't see one act of kindness through service as being greater or lesser than any other, since all contribute and are as valuable. Personalities differ in our fellowship and certainly within the service groups, and I know that I can only attend to my part. I've grown up and perhaps toughened up in service. It has enhanced my primary purpose and given me focus. There are no ashtrays to empty or clean anymore, but I would suggest that if a member takes a service position and learns to work through the inevitable fears and frustrations that come along, your acts of kindness, random or otherwise, might well lift you to a higher place. We are told in the 12 promises that we will lose interest in selfish things and gain interest in our fellows. And that has happened for me. Charlie S., Drangemouth Morning Fellowship, Saturday.